good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Another hour of conversation and connection with the gang here. Jennifer Horn, she's a big member of the posse.
Here,
Roberta Fasinelli, another big member of the posse. Rich McFadden, he's a big member of the posse, too.
Yippee-ki-yay.
He sits on his... He likes to ride horses, but he can't afford one, so he has his big orange ball in the studio.
I'm a big orange ball.
Yep, let's gallop away. All right, let's head. Matter of fact, as long as we're moving, let's move to China and find out what today's take is, what the Chinese are up to.
These little scoundrels are up to no good. That's what they're up to.
Yeah.
They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please.
Okay, so two things happening in China. I'm sure there are a lot of other things happening in China, but these are the two that piqued my interest. One of them has to do with the Chinese equivalent to the Transportation Security Administration.
Okay.
There is a crackdown going on. The Chinese have decided that they're going to use some of the same X-ray machine, the technology, to examine people and their clothing and their luggage and all the other stuff. But the Chinese are not for it. As a matter of fact, there have been some riots at some airports where people don't even know. You know, if you get outside of the sort of east and southern coast, all the big cities in China on the east coast and southern coast, from Hong Kong up to Beijing and further north, if you go inland 400 or 500 miles, like you're in another world. And so they have taken this stroke. One, it's the old business of one size fits all. So people, actually, you get into Manchuria and places like that. This is not even a government. There's no connection. It is wild. There's nothing there. And there's no reason because there's so few people that live there. Anyway, some of these.
Kind of like Oakland, huh?
Well, I don't know about Oakland. It might be like Butte, someplace like that. At any rate, the idea of putting in X-ray machines. These people, they never saw any of this stuff before. They don't have any medical care. They don't have even grocery stores. Anything they live on is the stuff that they grow or catch themselves. So these little airports are growing because their economy is expanding, and they want to get out into these areas. They want to bring tourism, and they want the economy to grow, and yada, yada, the usual stuff that happens as you expand your horizons. But putting in these airport security test devices has sent these people so far flung, they are, apparently the airlines are complaining. Some of the airlines are owned by the government, some of them are private in China. And so these people having to do all kinds of things, like take their pants off. The people that run the devices don't know anything about them either. And they think you have to take your clothing off in order to get a good screening. So
you're
take off.
You're making that up.
No,
really?
I'm not. Take off. Well, you have to go through in your underwear. But some people, when they examine you, when something happens and there's a light that goes off on the machine, they don't take you into a closet. They just tell you to take your pants off right there and then go through the system. Take your pants off, take your shirt off.
No, I would hate to be behind that guy.
Yeah, well, listen. The other thing that they have going on in China is a crackdown on cracks. And I don't mean crack down on crack cocaine. I'm talking about
related news.
Butt, yeah. Right. Butt cracks.
The Chinese find low pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, more Western corruption.
Mm-hmm. On the ground.
But they don't want.
Look like
that.
A fool with your pants on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
What are you talking about?
Remember the song the older guy wrote last year, Pants on the Ground?
On American Idol?
Oh, I think, yeah,
right,
vaguely. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and it went viral.
Yeah, vaguely. That might, I guess, add something to this, Roberta, in your warped mind.
Well, that's
maybe
what he's talking about. He's
pants
talking
on the
about
ground.
These low-ride pants.
Yeah, well, so that's what the Chinese government is reacting to. And now local and regional governments are saying it's illegal to have pants on that show your crack. So don't go to China.
I've never seen a person of that makeup ever wear low riding pants.
Yeah. Retards.
Would you stop it, both of you?
Are you really want it together next week, Rich?
Yeah. This is going to be, when you come back, there'll be nothing left, Rich.
Without your supervisory influence?
Just dust.
All right.
I can't go on vacation. I can't leave you two alone.
Can't leave us alone. And if Andrea is here, it'll be even worse, actually. And Andrea, she gets wild and woolly. The folks at Dollywood.
Oh, I want to go there so bad. That's on my bucket list.
Offered to refund a couple the cost of a day in the park because an employee asked one of them to turn her T-shirt inside out to hide the slogan, "Marriage is so gay."
Oh. But it is a happy occasion.
Dollywood officials called off a meeting with the couple when they wanted to bring a representative from the Campaign for Southern Equality, a gay rights organization, to the park. The spokesperson at Dollywood told the local newspaper the park didn't want to meet with the representatives because he wasn't there at the time of the incident. They sent the couple a letter and gave them their money back. The couple complained after a park worker asked them to reverse their shirt because it offended other visitors.
Now, is this marriage a heterosexual couple
is
or
so
not?
Gay. What do you think?
Okay, so it was not.
No.
Oh.
Lesbos. Retards, lesbos.
Stop it!
Retarded lesbos.
All right, let me see here.
It's the freshest, commercial healthiest time. Version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
That's what I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty eyes. And pretty soon I'm wondering how I came to.
I was going to move on, Richie. You want me to go back to that?
No. I just figured Dolly would lighten the mood, get you guys off of this train that you've been on for the last half hour of getting me in trouble.
Yeah.
Actually, you always like say this is your show, but I'm the one who has to answer for you.
That's why I have you there. Because, every once in a while, there always has to be somebody behind the scenes. You think the president takes starch for the mistakes he makes?
He's got some other moron standing in front of him answering
the phone. He's got lots of them because he makes lots of mistakes. 16 past the hour.
Not that kind of time today.
Doug Steffen and the ladies and gentlemen of Good Day here at your service and on your side. The ladies on The View do a good television program. Actually, they Joy did radio for a while on WOR.
She did.
Didn't work.
Whoopi
did radio. That didn't work.
That really didn't work.
No. And I don't think either of the other two. Elizabeth hasn't done radio. So it's interesting how some of this material that comes from them it in turn makes for good radio. I find them stimulating. Here is a conversation recorded from yesterday's View. The lady's talking about a list of certain things that a wife ought not to say to her husband.
A Woman's Day magazine poll compiled a list of 8 things you should never say to your husband, including, when are you going to find a new job? And my mother warned me you do this.
Yeah.
You guys have any other ones that jump out at you?
How about I read that baldness causes homosexuality. But there's one thing in it.
Oh, wow.
There's one thing.
Or maybe, enjoy. Is that it?
Does that come in an adult size?
Was it good for you? Okay, but
you never
used an expression like that? You never had any discussions like that with your mother? Never?
No.
I told you,
absolutely.
I did. My daughter did. I think my mother did. But what I wanted to say was that something in it that I think is so true for anybody, and that is when you say you always or you never. Mm. Any argument would say, you always do that. You never should do that. Whether it's husbands or friends, that's one
like
of
that.
The... I think that's
right.
That's really a...
Yeah, you're going to say you're not supposed to use you when you're having a fight. You should say, I feel that.
I feel that you're an idiot.
Oh, you know,
I like that.
And get off of me.
And eat everything with... And get off of me.
Well, come where I can see you.
I think that... Don't say that because someone will be
upset. But I think that, the easiest stuff, the most hurtful thing is always the easiest thing to say. That's where I guess they say marriage is work, because it takes a lot of work to, instead of saying, you look like you're getting fat, you maybe want to say, I'm going jogging. Would you like to join me?
I've used that one.
So
you used that?
Yeah, sure.
With your wife?
Told your wife
I'm going to the
go
gym.
Jogging?
You want to go?
You've said that to your wife?
You've got a lot. You talk about the pot calling the kettle black. You got a lot of nerve, pal.
Gosh, Rich.
Wow.
Rich is looking good. What are you talking about?
All right. So he doesn't look as good as his wife.
You want to go to the gym? You want to ride a lot? Yeah, no. She's been going to the gym a lot lately. She looks really good.
All right. So what things you told me the other day, I don't know if we had this conversation on the air or off the air, about things that I shouldn't say to anybody that might be interested in. There are things generically and otherwise you don't say to...
When you're in a relationship to a loved one.
All right,
yes.
But so this is turning it around. Wife doesn't say this to husband. All right, so what would you, Roberta, as your experience waxes and wanes in marriage, should you not say to your husband or in general? To any man. And maybe is it different for if somebody you're living with or be dating perhaps rather than being married to?
How about why didn't you call me, or why didn't you fill in the blank?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. How's that one, Rich?
Yeah, when we first got married, I used to get the, it's 3:00, and you haven't called me.
Hey.
And I used to get that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, yeah.
And then what happened? You started calling every day before 3:00. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, we usually talk a couple of times a day anyway, so now I just make one of them earlier. So
really?
She whipped me that way, yeah.
Nice going.
Absolutely whipped me.
Yeah.
It's just easier that way.
Where did that expression come from?
From a guy holding a whip, or a woman.
From a guy getting held at the other end of a whip.
There's
certain arguments
that
I
can't stand.
It's easier to get whipped than it is to go through the argument.
Really?
And calling my wife earlier in the day is certainly much
easier. Right.
It's easy.
All right.
Easy.
Give it up. It's 21 after the hour. Good day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now 23 after the hour. It's birthday time.
Oh, I missed this show.
Thursday, the 4th of August. Yeah, actually, this is the show that grew on lots of people. The first really big success for HBO
it
in their
was.
Own.
Absolutely,
it?
Yes. Yeah.
Now they've had a lot of the success producing.
We got them out of the ghetto, as they say.
Yep. So Frank Vincent, who played Phil Letardo, is that how you pronounce his name? 72 today.
Okay.
Rhymes with your favorite word of the day.
Stop it.
It's Tardo time on Good Day. Hey! Frankie Ford's birthday is today.
I've never been so happy to hear Frankie Ford.
Yeah. Real name Frankie Guzzo. I think he came from New Jersey. He came from The Sopranos, the other side of the street. He lived on the other side of the street. This is The original version of this song, which was in the film American Hot Wax. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Frankie Ford, born this date, 1939.
Isn't that the movie that Pee Wee Herman was watching in that theater oh so many years ago?
I don't think so.
American Hot Wax?
Sure, I don't know. I don't know the movie, actually. Anyway.
Whatever.
Helen Thomas, the former news person.
Not a person national.
1920, yep. Long time. Gonzo now, though.
Yep.
Her
got
birthday
herself chucked out.
She is 91 today.
Wow. God bless her.
Happy birthday to her. Richard Belzer. I don't know why. Why are they playing this instead of the theme from Law & Order? That's what he's doing now.
Belzer. Yeah, well, this is where he got his start.
He did. His homicide. But he had the same character in Homicide: Life on the Street.
That's right.
As he has in Law & Order. Not Law. Yeah, Law & Order. Yeah. Yeah, what's the character name is Muggs. That's not. What is his character name? Who knows?
Look it up.
800-510.
I don't.
This theme is terrible, though. I don't like
that's
it.
That's enough. All right, get rid of this.
Yeah, let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Paul Reynolds, guitarist for A Flock of Seagulls, is 49 today.
I wonder if he still has surgery.
Yeah.
Remember the Friends episode where they did the flashback?
Yes.
Munch. That's
Munch.
What it is.
That's
John it. Munch.
Yeah. John Munch. Yep. Thank you, Richie.
No problem.
Daniel Day Kim. This is worth listening to. Plays Shin Ho Kelly. How do you get that? Mother was Irish, father was Chinese. That's how you get it.
It's not Ho Kelly. It's
no
Ho
Kelly.
Right.
Shin Ho Kelly.
Was on Lost, loved living in Hawaii. They decided they're going to redo Hawaii 5-0. He applied for the job and got it.
Yep.
And now one of his compatriots is coming back to The island's Terry O'Quinn from Lost will be on Hawaii 5-0 in the next season. So happy birthday to Mr. Kim, 43. Michael DeLuise. Yes, he's Dom's son. Was Andy Jr. on NYPD Blue. Andy was a bit younger. What's happened to him, too, by the way?
Dom DeLuise?
No. What's his face?
Yeah, he used to play Andy.
Right, but he played 150 different cops. After the show went away, he was gone.
Yeah, he's...
Everybody knew who he was. Kind of awful, I can't come up with his name.
I'll give it to you here. So.
Yeah. But anyway.
Dennis Franz.
Franz. Where the heck is he?
Let's see.
Why is he not around? I'm telling you, he's
done anything. Anything ever.
No.
A long time.
He's 66 years old, so he's not that... He's not that old.
All right. Let's see what we have next year, birthday-wise. Crystal Bauer Sox. Isn't she an American Idol winner?
She is.
She didn't win.
Yeah, she was run around.
Roger Clemens' birthday is today. Is he going back to trial?
No,
he's done.
Well, he has to get it thrown out, not only...
Billy Bob Thornton, we said earlier, his birthday is today. Happy birthday to everybody today. It's your birthday.
Birds are great pollinators and bug catchers.
Where healthy bird populations exist, we can be pretty sure that the environment is healthy.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There's several things you can do to protect birds.
Birds don't perceive glass the way that humans do.
Alicia King coordinates the Urban Bird Treaty Program.
So if they see a reflection of a sky in the window or greenery, there are films that you can put onto the window. Anything that kind of breaks up that image, putting decals 3 to 4 inches apart all over, painting a pretty picture.
Then there's the Great Backyard Bird Count in February.
It's a weekend where people count the birds that are in their backyards or at their schoolyards or at their businesses.
Then the experts compare places to see which efforts to protect birds are working. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Deal. Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
I'm sticking around because this is my radio program. How would it be if I didn't stick around? What commentary would that be if, in fact, I decided not to be here?
It would mean that you have a flight and you have to leave early to go catch your flight. That's usually what it means.
Yeah, that's usually what it means. You're right. That's Rich. She's Jennifer. The other lady is Roberta. And you are where you are doing what you do best. That is being a good human being. We want to make sure that your day is better. The best way to live your life is through living. I mean, really living. Are you ready to live today? Are you ready to act today? Are you ready to do today? Your success today begins right here, right now. You pursue your success by reaching out for a goal. Reach out and touch a goal. Reach out and touch something. You don't need to know all the answers. Got a question?
Just
problem,
reach out.
Go
touch someone.
Reach out. Know what that is.
A song? Reach out and touch someone.
It's a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah, but there is a song, I think, isn't there? Reach out and touch. I think there is.
Reach out and touch.
Yeah, I think there's the Supremes.
Make
the Supremes
this world
the
a better place.
Yep.
If you can.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
One of those. I've been hanging back you way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's how you do this, Roberta.
Yes.
When you have a problem, you break it down into parts.
Break it down, wiki-wiki.
Take it. Yep. It's like when you are fixing the brakes on your car. You have to take the wheel off, and then you take the rotor off, and then you sort of look at the brake. You are able to take the various pieces apart and see if the pads are no good or if there is a problem with the spring, that sort of. Well, there are all kinds of ways. I use that as an example because it's pretty easy for people to understand how the brake system works. How's your life working? Are there problems in your life? Do you need to take apart the problems so that you can see? See, I think each one of these things, problem is not the right word. Opportunity. We were laughing about politically correct earlier and some words and phrases I was using that were not
particularly.
You were laughing. I was laughing, yes. I thought it was funny. All right. Do you want me to say them again, Richie, so you can hit the button
again?
No,
I do not.
No, okay.
I do not.
Anyway, the opportunity you have right now is to make things better. And if you were to, who was it that just had a weekend ride, a bicycle ride? Somebody was telling me about the challenge this weekend was to raise money for some cause, and this person did a 26-mile bike ride. Anyway, that's, but you don't do the 26 miles by just getting on the bike and going. You got to move the pedal, and it means how often do you have to push the pedal? Well, it depends on whether you're going uphill, downhill. And, you know, if you're lucky, you have one of those bikes that has a gear on it, so you don't have to pump as hard going up the hill. Remember as a kid?
Yeah.
One bike, one speed. That was it.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. If your seat is too low, you're using the bottom of your thighs basically for all of your power instead of your whole leg. So your bike seat level should be set to where when you are riding, your knee is not quite locked, but it's fully extended, but the knee is still bent just a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
Most people set their seat height so that when they're sitting on their seat, they can still touch the ground, which makes you too low when you're pedaling.
Yeah, and it's actually not good for your back.
It's horrible.
It's really bad for your core.
Yeah.
And we certainly have worked hard today on our core.
Inflate your tires.
Yep. And make them, that's for anything. You get
soft
better.
Tires make it harder to pedal.
And it also is dangerous because the bike won't stop so well because you have a chance if it's not hard.
You go around a curve, it'll come off the bead, boom, blow a tire out.
And then you don't want that. So take the word from the wise to the wise, and that will be sufficient. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, now with a focus on grilled cheese sandwiches.
Well, I just made some last night.
Did you?
Well, kids love them.
It is not up to you to make grilled cheese sandwiches.
Why not?
Because the conventional wisdom is that moms, not dads, not restaurants, make the best grilled cheese sandwiches.
That's a load.
Best grilled cheese sandwich.
Can you imagine, buddy?
If you go out, ever go out to eat and have a grilled cheese sandwich at a restaurant?
Yes.
Only
all the time.
After a whole big night of dancing will I have a grilled cheese sandwich at a restaurant.
Really?
It's the best, yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. You know how some people get breakfast after a long night out?
Yeah.
I always get a grilled cheese sandwich. I don't know.
Do you get bacon and tomato on it?
No, just regular old grilled cheese. But the thing with going out to eat grilled cheeses is a lot of times they use American cheese, which I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah.
Provolone? You provolone girl?
I'm a cheddar girl.
Cheddar girl. I
like
you.
Provolone, yeah, but I'm more of a cheddar.
Good, good, good.
The story.
You know, my son said to me last night I was making a sandwich. And,
obviously, I can go home now.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
And he says,
wait a minute, I'm home already.
We had the condiments out and everything, and I don't use mayonnaise on a grilled cheese.
Condiments? Can you say that on the air?
Condiments, yes.
Mayonnaise,
you can.
Yucky.
And he says, Daddy, remember in the olden days when they used to put mayonnaise in glass jars?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do, son.
The old days.
That's the olden days.
That's great, kid. Wonderful.
And then I realized my kids will never know what it's like to have to turn a ketchup bottle upside down and hit it on the bottom.
Sure they will.
On the 57, you hit it on the bottom.
We can find those bottles around somewhere.
You can, but nobody buys them anymore. You buy the plastic
ones where
you
bring
store them upside down so all the ketchup is right there at the beginning.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right, so what kind of cheese, if moms are making now, Roberta, you're a mom. Did you make grilled cheese sandwiches for your children when they were little children? Do you still make grilled cheese sandwiches now?
I do occasionally, but I would use 12-grain bread.
Yeah.
And I would wipe it with a little light coating of olive oil instead of butter.
Yeah.
And I would use mostly harder cheeses like provolone and even some shaved Parmesan cheese and shaved Romano cheese.
Really?
And maybe a little bit of mozzarella. And then I would make it a little healthier by putting maybe a slice of tomato or two in it.
Like
a couple of pickles. You got to dry out the pickle slices, otherwise it makes everything mushy.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple of pieces of basil leaves, you know, really make it nice.
Ooh, basil's good. How about bacon? You don't put any bacon on it?
Sometimes you put a little, well, not bacon. What I buy is I buy chopped pancetta, which is bacon, but it's Italian.
Yeah.
It's like Italian bacon, so to speak.
See, and man, you're making me hungry now.
So, you know, it's a lot better than just plain old white bread and Kraft singles, God forbid.
By the way, you know 12-grain cheese does not mean it doesn't have
12-grain bread.
12-grain bread doesn't mean it doesn't have white
flour in it.
It just means it's multi-grain. Multi-grain fools people into thinking that it's like better fiber, all wheat. and it's not.
You have to read. You have to read the labels.
Right.
Very important.
Okay, Doug, you can come back to it now.
Oh yeah.
I like cheddar to answer your question, Doug.
We're having a conversation about grilled cheese sandwiches, and you think this is going to light the fire? I mean,
but if you use white bread and Kraft singles or any of those, you know, single cheese,
it's trash.
I mean, it's trash. Wow. You may Kraft, as well eat cardboard
yeah,
and oil.
First of all, Kraft anything you don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole, especially when it's their product. They can't call it American cheese anymore because it's neither American nor is it cheese. So they call it some kind of spread. I don't know what they call it, but it's a whatever it is, the best thing you can do with it is wipe your nose.
Might as well use Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, exactly. Stick that up your nose, much as anything else. The point I was trying to make, though, was not necessarily what went into, but how American it is for moms to make grilled cheese sandwiches. I can remember, and there are more, there isn't enough in the numbers racket to tell you how many times I had a tomato soup and grilled cheese
yep.
sandwich in my
tomato
life.
Soup is perfect.
Tomato soup, sandwich. Grilled the Campbell's tomato soup mm-hmm. with milk in it and the grilled cheese sandwich. And it was the grilled cheese sandwich was kicked yeah. was cooked in lard that was left over from cooking
gross.
The yeah. bacon and stuff. My mother used to save all the bacon grease.
Yeah, in a can, cook, right?
Well, it was a little can. And whenever we were frying anything, that came out, and that was what was used.
Oh, I bet it was delicious.
It was wonderful.
I remember that when we were kids. You had the coffee can
next
to the
coffee can with mm-hmm. the fat left over from cooking bacon or whatever it was.
Nasty stuff.
Yep. I can remember my sister sticking her finger in it eating it. I thought that was the grossest.
Oh, really?
Gross. Awful, awful, awful. Okay, but a few memories, they're good as well.
You can make your own tomato soup by just get a can of just San Marzano tomatoes.
Yeah. Do you know that you can actually blend a jar of salsa with a little cream, and that's a really good soup, too? Have you
yes,
ever tried that?
Yes, it is, too. Yeah. Excellent.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, we're still talking about food now. Let me bring you around to some free food that's available for you in the friend section at DougStephan.com. Here's how I can be a friend to you. Go there and check out eFoods. These are the foods that everybody is now talking about because they're good for four different reasons. One of them is that in this case these foods are free. You pay shipping and handling to get them sent to you. That's it. But then they are made from quality product. They're organic. Who ever heard of this kind of food that was organic before? But that's what this is. Developed by NASA. And now available for everybody everywhere. The company first was put in business by some folks who were futurists. They were interested in planning for the future just in case there wasn't going to be any food. They figured they'd prepare food for their families and their friends. And that's how the business got started. And now there are all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, I heard the other day that somebody used one of these, and by the way, there's 70-some-odd different kinds of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Somebody put Hamburger Helper with one of the things, and they told me it was absolutely delicious.
Hamburger Helper with what?
Well, you can put it with any of the things. Now, once you warm this stuff up, put a little hot water in it, and it becomes edible. You may want to do something with it to sort of, it isn't just for a rainy day. People are buying this and using it now as their regular source of some meals. It's very inexpensive. You got to buy a lot of it for 60, 70 cents a meal, but it still is pretty cool stuff. And very different ways that you can get it.
After we did the MetaFast diet where it was all prepared, and Roberta and I were, Roberta's especially, but the convenience factor of having prepared meals that are ready in a minute or two and taste good, I'm all over this philosophy of just having some food in the cupboard where I know in 3 years it's still good, and in 60 seconds it can be on the table.
Yep, and it's very inexpensive. So there are we got to all four of the reasons Richie helped. eFoods, free food. Check it out. Find out what it's all about. Go to DougStephan.com in the friends section and let me know what you think.
Kids, look cool and class up your school at Macy's Back to School event. Get your Levi's $21.99 to $27.99. Top them off with hot tees $8.99 to $12.99. Save on boys' active pants and hoodies $14.99 to $24.99.
and girls' knit tops in $19.99. Plus, win $25,000 for your school. Enter to win the Ultimate Classroom Makeover. Parents, go to Facebook.com/Macy's for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
All right, let me help you if you're in the marketing business, and all of us are. We're all, let's face it, we're all pitchmen. We all have something to sell, some of us more formally than others. But if you're trying to get through all the media hype and chatter to send a message out, even if you're running a 501c3, you have something at church that you want people to know about, you've got a local book club, whatever it is, Captain Email makes it very easy with their text message marketing. It's so inexpensive and it's so good. It can deliver your message directly to anybody that you want to be a recipient who's got a cell phone. You can learn more about how this works. Take advantage of the free trial. Text Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, to 313131. All right, you got it? Doug, keyword Doug, to short code 313131, and see how fast and well.
And it's just information they send back to you. It's not spam. It's, you know, they don't send you 1,000 text messages over the next week. So it's good stuff.
Not at all. Okay. There is, I have all kinds of things here that I was, I troubled myself this morning by two things. One of them I talked about, and that was the turkey recall, the salmonella outbreak, and the 36 million pounds or whatever it is, the stuff that has to come back. There was a story also about a teenager who died in a drug detention center in Florida. This is so needless. This is a national crime. And the national outrage that's been directed toward things like the budget process ought to be directed to these overcrowded, dangerous jails where they put these kids who are first sexually abused and then killed by the hardcore incarcerated. It's an outrage that we need to be more focused on. Food for Thought. Good day. Time is 51 after the hour.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Debt deal now in the rearview mirror, but we have another issue to chew on. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Members of the House and Senate, as you well know, spent this past Sunday and Monday voting on and passing the debt limit compromise measure. President Obama signed it, and Congress left town. Vacation time. But didn't you guys forget something? It has something to do with extending the funding for the FAA.
Congress has decided to play some politics with it. They left town without getting this extension done.
That, of course, is President Obama, who says this stalemate has resulted in the furlough of about 4,000 FAA employees and tens of thousands of construction workers.
This is a lose-lose-lose situation that can be easily solved if Congress gets back into town and does its job.
So, here we go again with the partisan sniping. Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner accusing Democrats of playing politics with this, saying the whole thing is easily resolved if Democrats agree to House legislation that funds the FAA, to which House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer had this to say.
We need to get this done. Unfortunately, Republicans continue to practice the politics of confrontation and hostage-taking.
Didn't we just go through this? Meanwhile, the government is losing hundreds of millions of dollars in airline tax revenues as this stalemate drags on. But does this mean the flying public is paying less per ticket without that tax? Here's Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor speaking with Fox News about that federal tax.
What airlines have done is have stepped in and said, well, if we're not going to pay that money to the federal government, we're going to keep it towards our own bottom line. And I guess that's what business does.
Yes, that's what business does, even if it's unethical and just plain wrong. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
On Wall Street, the Dow broke an 8-session losing streak with a late rally and finishing up 30 points yesterday to 11,896. S&P up 6 points. NASDAQ with a 24-point gain. Oil prices down $1.86 a barrel to $91.93. With dozens of people ill across the country and at least one death, Cargill Value Added Meats Retail has announced an immediate recall of 36 million pounds of fresh and frozen ground turkey products. The recall due to possible salmonella contamination and involves products made at the company's facility in Springdale, Arkansas, from February 20th through August 2nd of this year. That is the sound of Tropical Storm Emily spreading into the Dominican Republic and Haiti now. The National Hurricane Center says tropical storm warnings and watches remain in effect. Emily packing maximum sustained winds near 50 miles an hour and could soak the Dominican Republic and Haiti with up to a foot of rain. Some places could get as much as 20 inches of rain. The Red Planet will be the focus of a news briefing later today by NASA, describing this as a significant new finding about the planet Mars. My guess is we have discovered Mars doesn't really have an atmosphere, but rather a debt ceiling. Closing notes. First, a big birthday in the news.
Get ready to sing happy birthday.
Last night in Chicago.
Happy birthday.
That's the lovely Jennifer Hudson singing happy birthday to President Obama, who was born on August 4, 1961 in Hawaii. Yes, Hawaii. Let's not start that again. Today is President Obama's 50th birthday, and he did a bit of celebrating a day early with that fundraiser in Chicago. The dinner and concert at Chicago's Aragon Ballroom was pricey, about $36,000 per ticket. Finally, another escape from New York story. Remember the missing Bronx Zoo cobra from many months back? The cobra was eventually found. Well, this time it was the Central Park Zoo in Manhattan, where a peacock escaped this past Tuesday and ended up on the perch of a swanky Fifth Avenue apartment building. The peacock stayed there for more than 15 hours before deciding it missed the cuisine in Central Park and flew back there yesterday morning. This New Yorker was one of the lucky ones to have witnessed the flight back to the zoo.
Cool to see it fly, but I didn't get a picture.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait one day.
Yeah. Oh, righty then.